It's Friday, the 18th of March, and it's 7 a.m. Not my usual 8 a.m. Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wild. It's Mr. Blackbird chasing another blackbird out of the garden. They're being extremely vigilant at the moment. I watched them yesterday and this morning from the kitchen sink. My goodness, the scurrying. Something else going on there with two birds, but it was so fast I couldn't make out what kind of birds they were. Wow, that was like equivalent of Top Gun. What damn sight faster and more agile. Early to bed. Early to rise this morning because we're off this morning for a wee break. 2 or 3 days down in Dumfriesshire at Auchinleary. Auchinleary by the sea. Down there on the Dumfriesshire coast, Solway Firth. But the reason we're up a bit early is that my wife's got a doctor's appointment this morning at 8. So, we went to bed last night at 9 to give us hopefully the same amount of sleep as we would normally get for 10 till 7. Anyway, so not a bad night's sleep actually, not bad. Feeling better this morning simply because I know that we'll be heading off way down southeast, way down that bottom southeast corner. But I always call it the sort of the hidden corner of Scotland. It's not hidden, but very, very few people go there. It's strange. Yeah. Most of the people that go there are English people. They come up over the border from England. Water sports, sporting, as in shooting, hunting, all that kind of stuff. Apart from holidays, a lot of English people come up because it's handy for them, up over the border, and then spill left or spill west, if you like, along the Dumfriesshire coast. Lovely place. If you want to see bird life, then that's the place to go. It's famous for its bird life. A lot of the twitchers go down there. People hoping to see some rare beastie, wee feathered beastie. Anyway, Rocky Robin's on the tree, there's another Rocky Robin next to it, and I think it's the Courtin' couples again. It's a great morning, another great. Yesterday was actually it was a poor day up till early afternoon, or late afternoon, no, maybe not late afternoon, early afternoon. And then all of a sudden the sky's cleared, the sun came out. I thought I'd get out my bike for a spin, didn't work out that way. I had a car to wash and polish, clean out inside, clean the seats, put everything back together. Then I went in the garden for a bit again because I was motivated. And then I had to sort out car insurance before we left. Well, we are insured to the end of the month, but my wife wanted it sorted out before we left this morning. She persistently nagged me to get it done, so I can understand because this. I'm a bit of a procrastinator that way. So anyway, it was a beautiful afternoon and beautiful sunset last night. So I didn't get out in the bike at all, but I wasn't particularly worried. But then a hair settled down by the time we went to bed, and it's still kind of harish this morning. thing is that the whole week this hardly been a breeze. So, hoping for good weather down in Dumfriesshire. Beautiful bird song again, this one. It's definitely the beginning of the mating season. Nothing but birds courting other birds. Well, I mean, same birds, but you know what I mean. The birds. when you say that up here, where's the birds? Or mention birds, which said. It always brings to memory a certain ex-football player called Frank McAvenny. He played for Celtic. And he's become a bit of a celebrity. Sometimes unwanted celebrity, he says. He liked the woman. I'm famous for apparently saying, of course, you know how things are taken out of context, but wherever he went, he would say, "Where's the birds?" In other words, "Where's the woman?" A bit notoriety that way, but yes. Well, I can tell you there's a bird down below me to the left, Mrs. Blackbird, getting a wee bit of bread. And she's off again. It's the time of the year for unsettlement, no rest. Yesterday, as I said, I felt so good. In general, my health has picked way up since I started to get back on the bike. I feel so much motivation to do everything. I want to do it all in one go. But I'd raked the borders, cleared down the soil. So yesterday I spread two large tubs of pure potash. That is the ash from the wood burning stove. We only burn hardwood, logs, nothing else. So everything that comes out is pure potash. And I've saved it up, been saving it up in two large tubs. So yesterday I spread the ash along the borders, and then hosed it in to add loads of potash to the borders to feed the plants, shrubs. Nothing wasted. You can hear the train. The thing about mornings like this is the acoustics are incredible. Sound carries much further. I missed my bird song for a few days. Well, not that many, but I'll miss them. Be waking up in the morning to seagulls, probably. Listen to that robin. Wow. Probably singing, "Hey, look at me, girl, look at me."